the first day of class, and Ben Edmund students are moving their desks into a circle. Edmund is the director of the Transition to Teaching program, and over the next year will familiarize his students with teaching theories, instruct them how to make lesson plans, and give them practical experience in area classrooms. But first, he has them share what they did before enrolling in the program.
After graduating, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I worked for a youth missions camp.
I ended up joining a Lunar X Prize team, and we were going to send a moon rover to the moon. You know, well, I guess.
Been working for Rite Aid Pharmacy as a technician trainer. Don't like that at all, so I knew I needed to do something else. Originally, I thought...
All of the students in Edmund's class have a bachelor's degree already, and in most cases, practical experience in the subject they plan to teach to middle or high school students. Take, for example, Sarah Moore. She graduated college in 2012.
With a degree in biology and minors in chemistry, religious studies, and sociology, which tells you that I really didn't know what I wanted to do.
Moore knew she loved science, but couldn't find the right career to use it. She thought about medical school, but ruled that out. She worked for a pharmaceutical company, testing new drugs, but hated the isolation. After some soul searching and creating a few pros and cons lists, she realized teaching science was right for her.
If I recall my 18-year-old self, or my 16-year-old self correctly, like, I gave more attention to people who I thought knew what they were talking about, you know? And it was like, oh, well, you're just a teacher, or, oh, you were a scientist and now you're a teacher. There was a little bit of a difference, you know? So I think that maybe that should help.
Edmund says the practical experience Transition to Teaching completers have makes them qualified educators and attractive to employers.
The motivation that comes when you have somebody who already has their degree, there just seems to be a real focus for the students that come to us. And I think that makes a big difference.
The recent decision by the State Board of Education to lessen the requirements for someone like Moore to leave another profession to become a teacher was a controversial one. Opponents argued there was too much emphasis on content knowledge and not enough emphasis on effective teaching strategies. Those involved in the Transition to Teaching program say it bridges that divide and is producing effective teachers.
Well, anytime you make lessons more authentic, the students are able to learn better because they are able to connect that material with real-life experiences.
That's Bill Jensen, the Bartholomew County School Corporation superintendent. A lot of T2T students come here to earn their student teaching hours, and Jensen likes to hire them after they graduate. He says their real-world experience helps them connect with students.
So anytime you do that, learning greatly improves. The why of learning, the meaning of learning, the relationships to application that they'll actually do with the skills and concepts just make learning so much more meaningful and long-term lasting.
Moore is just at the beginning of her training. She says she's nervous about relating to teenagers and finding a job, but she's also excited to engage with others about science in a way she never could at her pharmaceutical job.
I'm excited about sharing my love of science. I stuck with biology after knowing I didn't want to be a doctor. Just because I loved it, I'm fascinated, and I want to be able to share that fascination.
On average, over the past 3 years, 94% of the Transition to Teaching graduates found jobs. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.